God bless you. This is your favorite prophet once more again, the only prophet that speaks, Prophet Emmanuel, all the way from Ngomazi, Block C, Kamatekeza, Etnasi. Hallelujah. Fire City International Ministry is our ministry. God bless you. Listen to me. I'm here to speak with you on a subject that matters to your life. Right. Genesis 15, verse number 11. Exodus 3, verse number 1. The Bible speaks to a man called Moses. And the Bible says Moses was sitting and then tending the flocks, and then he saw a burning bush. The Bible says the angel of the Lord was manifesting in the burning bush. So it was the angel which was burning in the bush. So Moses desired to get closer to God. Listen to me. You must always desire to get closer to God. My title today is Experience by Revelation. You are going to have experience by revelation. Revelation is not just something to undermine. Revelation, it is actually spiritual illumination, spiritual understanding, spiritual openings, where you begin to understand what you cannot see and understand by the eye or the natural mind. So the Bible says, Genesis 15, Abraham was sitting, and then he was probably might be in prayer, and a lot of things happened. But one thing I love about it, it is because the man had an experience where God came to him and he said to him, Abraham, I will make you a father of nations. Listen to me, child of God. You might not be sitting in a comfortable environment, might not be sitting in a comfortable situation. Might be that marriage relationship you are sitting in, it might be worrying you a lot. That man might be abusing you, and a lot of things might be happening. Listen to me. It is not time to give up. You are about to experience by revelation. You are about to experience by revelation. When God brought deliverance, there is no way people can come out without possessions. Listen to me. When God brings deliverance to you, there is no way people can come out without possessions. When deliverance is promised, also blessings are promised. Listen to me. When demons run away out of you, out of your life, blessings will also begin to run into your life. People of Israel walked freely out into Egypt, and they did not know that they are putting themselves in a problem. But when God came, God brought them out through the hand of Moses. I have come to speak with you as your Moses this wonderful day, this wonderful morning. I have come to speak to you as your Moses. I have come to let you know that don't worry, don't sit there and allow depression, suppression to kill you. God is saying, look up. You are about to come out. There is a burning bush somewhere. You are about to receive grace that is about to take you out of that situation. Listen to me, somebody. I pray that may God give you experience by revelation, that you are going to be able to help other people through your situation. You shall be able to help your cousins, your sister. God cannot put you through that challenge without having a plan. God cannot put you there without having a plan. All things are possible with God. Believe in Him. Trust me and believe in Him. Keep on trusting and keep on believing. God is about to change you. Experience by revelation. Child of God, God loves you. I prophesy to you. God is with you. In the name of Jesus. Prophet Emmanuel speaking, your favorite prophet. This is Prophet Emmanuel, your favorite prophet, speaking from Fire City International Ministry, which is found at Kamakekeza, Ngomazi, Block C. Right. I'm still here to talk to you on knocking on your opportunity. Yes, knocking on the opportunity. Listen to me, child of God. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, I'll read very fast, and every man that striveth for the mastery of the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The mysteries are hidden things documented for those that seek Him. Every man that thriveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now the Bible says, for Now, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belongs to God, but the little things are revealed, that are revealed belong to our children. God answers secret. For you to be able to get a godly secret, you need a divine revelator. A divine revelator. You need a divine revelator. In the kingdom of God, we do not give out a message, but revelation. Revelation, it is access to divine message from above. Listen to me, child of God. Revelation, it is access, it is access to divine message from above. What will keep you in life is not the amount of work you do, but the amount of access in the realm of revelation that you are having. That becomes reality. So what will keep you in life is not the amount of work that you do, but the amount of access, 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 access. How many of you desires to have access into the realm of the spirit, the realm of revelation? The reason why some of us can't access God's presence is because there is a stone that is blocking us. The presence of God is present, and it is only accessed by those who are deep in revelation. The presence of God is called the Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory. It is God's presence. Shekinah means making visible the manifestation of God's presence upon a man or a building. That's Shekinah glory. So there are things that can make you not to be able to manifest God's presence, not to be able to manifest His glory. What are those things? Something like challenges, difficulties, disappointment, sin, and a lot of things. So if you cannot manifest His presence, you need to worry about that. But I have come to let you know that God is about to launch you into a deeper and a deeper and a deeper and a deeper grace. You are about to receive grace tonight. I have come to let you know that the Bible says the secret things belongs to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all shall be given unto you. God bless you, somebody. This is Prophet Emmanuel. I speak to you. May you not lose. May you not fail. May you not worry. God is about to reveal something to you in the name of Jesus. Shalom. Hello, this is Prophet Emmanuel, your favorite prophet, speaking right here, all the way from Ngomazi, Kamachekeza, Block C, Fire City International Ministry is our name. So, I am here to speak with you something that you might probably have been told, or have been told. I know that all of us, we grew up knowing and viewing the devil as something that is very scary, something that is somehow. But I have come to let you know that God is not smaller than the devil. Listen to me. Most people who are Christians today, are victims because of the wrong information that they were given about the devil. I know when we were very young in the primary school, the devil were being given images of the devil wearing a big mask and some horns and some stuff. The devil is always a scary kind of a being. That's what we have been told. And the devil is very powerful. So they say the devil is not as powerful as people say. He is just a nobody. Listen to me. What actually gives him power is what actually gives you fear, or not give you power to overcome the devil, is the lack of knowledge of what you are. If you know who you are, if you know what you carry, you not fear the devil. The Bible says, greater is he who is in you than the one in the world. So the devil, who is the devil to you when you carry something that is very big within you? So the devil is just an individual who has been chased away from heaven. The devil is not carrying horns. The devil doesn't even have power. Listen to me, somebody. The Bible says that the lack of knowledge, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, the Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you. The plans not to harm you, but the plans to prosper. So anything that harms you is not from God. So the devil is an imitator. The devil does not have anything. The devil is an imitator. So listen to me. Don't fear those dreams. Don't fear those battles. Don't fear those pains. God is with you. God is with you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, not to harm, but to prosper. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 18, he says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Give thanks in all challenges, for this is God's will for you in Christ. No matter what you are going through, keep on giving thanks. The Bible says in the book of Luke 9:23, the Bible says, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and carry my cross and follow me. So there is a price to pay when you become a believer. There is a price to pay when you become a child of God. So don't fear what people say the devil is doing, and don't look at it. Look unto Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I have come to encourage you, child of God, brethren, mother, my sister, my brother, my father. You might be going through difficult challenges that might be bigger than what I'm talking about, but don't worry, there is no battle bigger than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God that can open the Red Sea, not a dam, not a lake. No, I'm talking about a sea. I'm talking about a God that can raise the dead. Listen to me. The devil is powerless. The devil is not powerful. But God that you serve is an almighty God, an almighty God. He is the God of the whole universe. Listen to me. Keep on believing in God. Stop being afraid. I'm no longer a failure. You're no longer a failure. There's no more fear. Nothing shall disturb you. God bless you. Shalom. See you again, your favorite prophet, Prophet Emmanuel. God bless you.